ABC Radio Australia.
The non-government organisation ACT Now has poured cold water on Prime Minister James Marape's announcement that no more forestry licences will be approved in Papua New Guinea after September 16th, the 50th anniversary of the country's independence. Mr. Marape issued his statement during a meeting of the Green Climate Fund Board in Port Moresby, where he urged the international community to work together to save the world's oceans and rainforests. However, successive governments have been promising to stop logging in PNG since 2010. But none has delivered, leading ACT Now's campaign manager Eddie Tanago to suggest that the Prime Minister's proclamation is likely to go the same way.
It's a concern, you know, when you have a Prime Minister making such promises, because, you know, the promises of doing away with logging, doing away with issuance of licenses dates back to 2010. The issues that are within the sector is also as old as Papua New Guinea. If you remember the Bennett Commission of Inquiry in 1987-1989, specifically highlights issues of money laundering, tax evasion, issues of lack of prior and informed consent from the resource or landowners. And those issues were highlighted back then. It's even to this day, we are still talking about the same issues that we're talking about. And money laundering happens to be a very big issue. That is why Papua New Guinea is heading towards being grey listed. So, and the logging sector very much contributes to that grey listing as well. So with this kind of promises that the Prime Minister is making, is we're not really, really sure as to how that's going to happen. We don't really trust what he's saying at the moment, because we have seen in the past repeated promises made on official documents and even on you know, such promises made already, and on the eve of the independence, we're seeing the Prime Minister talking about ending giving licenses to new companies, and it's all the repeated promises that we've seen all over the years.
We have the Internal Revenue Commission boss, who has actually said that the tax evasion issues, which are very much current in the logging sector, and if the Prime Minister is really, really serious about this kind of issues, then he has to take action. He has to walk the talk, not just any public statement made in the eve of our 50th birthday. You know, now Papua New Guinea is now going into, potentially going to be listed, grey listed. And the logging sector itself plays a huge role in Papua New Guinea being grey listed. And it is a huge, huge, huge concern for a country that's turning 50 years now.
When you say grey listed, what's that?
Grey listed means that, you know, Papua New Guinea is currently not stable in terms of the issues on money laundering. It's not an environment that is conducive for business. So we have this global body that looks at in-country compliance in terms of issues on money laundering. So Papua New Guinea is now headed towards that. There have been a couple of recommendations made towards Papua New Guinea to ensure that certain steps are taken to ensuring us Papua New Guinea not going into that direction. And unfortunately, we are headed into it, and it's towards the end of the year now. And Papua New Guinea's got a very small gap or time frame to ensure that we are not headed towards that direction, which is not going to be good for businesses, not going to be good for companies to operate in country, and an environment that is conducive for businesses. And the local sector has a lot to do with this as well, too.
If landowners were totally in charge of their land, what sort of positive impact will that bring for their families as well as the economy? Then I hear you mentioned Isipik and Bougainville landowners who are currently involved in agriculture businesses.
That is a model that's already working for the people. And come 50th anniversary now, it's time for us, those in authority, the government, the policymakers, decision makers, to reflect back and look at where we were. What has the constitutional fathers said about our development path? What did the constitutional planning committee said when they first sat down to discuss Papua New Guinea's independence and its economic pathway? Where have we gone wrong? And we have living, breathing examples that show that Papua New Guineans can become very, very successful businessmen and women if they can hold on to their land. And the role of the government is to provide the infrastructure, provide the extension services, and most importantly, to provide the market. We've seen currently now in ECP, in Bougainville, the cocoa prices has skyrocketed, and the people have actually brought their produce to the market and they're selling it at higher prices. They're getting maximum benefit out of it. And the monies are not leaving the country. It's kept in the people's pocket. And that is the kind of model we want promoted. That is the kind of pathway we want. We want development that, you know, benefits the people. We want people at the center of development. It's not about promoting foreign-owned corporations who are only here to make profit. And when they make profit, you know, these big companies, they have bank accounts hidden in tax havens, places where you do not know how transactions happen. They're all hidden. They're all hidden and are kept secret. So profits are hidden there. They're taken abroad and put them in places like Singapore, Hong Kong. And while we as people, so-called resource owners and landowners, we are given the bones to fight over, while the meat is taken away also and hidden somewhere else. So if you look at it, it's about time now for the government to look at our development path. Where have we gone wrong? Where can we fix things? So this is the kind of reflection that we should be doing holistically come our 50th anniversary now.
Are you saying that in these 50 years of independence, there has not been any downstream processing at all in PNG?
Downstream processing, most of our resources are brought in from outside. We are more of a country that is dependent on resources brought from outside. It's very, very limited in downstream processing. Just imagine if we created everything or produced everything in country. It stops the issue. It stops the money going out of the country. It stops businesses from buying from outside. In a way, we keep the money within the country. So, yes, in terms of downstream processing, it's a very big area that also the government needs to look at it. And this needs to be taken into consideration where downstream processing becomes part of the country as well.
PNG's Act Now campaign manager, Eddie Tanago, speaking there to Caroline Tiriman.